What up, what up, what up? What's going on, everybody? This is Dom Lewis here, Philly Sports 444 Podcast, Season 2, Episode 12. Stop the bleeding. We stopped the bleeding. So, as you all know, the Eagles were on a three-game losing streak, and they stopped their bleeding with the win over the Giants 33-25. It wasn't like a super impressive win. It was just so we stopped the bleeding. That's literally what the Eagles did. They stopped the bleeding. Like, it's not something that I feel like fans and even the team is proud of. They're happy to get the win, and I think we're all happy to get a win, but this isn't something that we're super happy about. And, it's a lot. Anywhere from, you know, the Devontae Smith comments after the game, you know, how he's just talking about how they're not happy. You know, we got the win, but I'm not happy. That's what he said. It wasn't even a presser. It was just him getting interviewed at his locker. To A.J. Brown declining to speak to the media. He hasn't spoken to the media all week. And, it's just the vibe of the city. Everyone is so, they're not down on the, between being down and just being, like, discouraged, I don't think anyone's generally happy with the Philadelphia Eagles right now as far as from a fan standpoint. And I don't want to get too much into it because I have a special, I actually recorded the podcast yesterday with Shante Watson from Fanning Out on IG. You can follow her on IG. I got all her information in the bio of the podcast. But I did the podcast actually with Shante. And her and I have been trying to link up together for so long. And I want to shout out Blaine. Blaze, thank you for connecting us. I really do appreciate it, man. And I'm glad we were able to get together and record a pod. But we did the pod yesterday. We just talked about, just the game, how we felt overall, how we feel about the Eagles overall. She kind of gave an insight on like how things were down at the stadium because she was actually at the game. So she gave, you know, how the stadium vibes were, how the fans were reacting, like, in real time, how things were. So, just amazing to hear. Just amazing to get this done. I'm truly, truly grateful for Shante for coming on the pod. And I hope that we give you guys a great product. So, I'm not going to talk any more about the game right now. I'm just going to get into the pod. Our podcast with Shante Watson from Fanning Out. What up, what up, what's going on, everybody? This is Dom Lewis here from Philly Sports 444 Podcast. And today I got a special guest. I got Shante Watson here with me from Fanning Out.
Hey.
Does content on IG. So, Shante, how you doing?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good, I guess, for the
most
part. But I'm a little, let's see how I can say it. So, like, you know, I guess we stopped the bleeding on Monday, you know, with the Eagles winning and all. But I'm still a little on edge because, you know, we don't look like a polished, like a finished product yet. Like, we still, like, some of the same mistakes we were making weeks ago, we're still making them now. Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, like, first of all, what you think about the Eagles right now and what you thought about the game on Monday.
Okay, so first, I was at the game on Monday, right?
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So, you know, I trucked out there. You know, you have a lot of disappointed fans and fans that's there because they feel they need to be there, but it was kind of, the atmosphere was a little different. But I really think that in being there, it was kind of I don't know, I don't think that we really got what we were looking for. And even as someone, like, I love my team, I'm always going to root for my team, I'm always going to, we can talk about them, Nobody on the outside can talk about them, right? But we can say what we want. Like, that's how family do. We're gonna beat them up, we're gonna be mad, we're gonna sulk, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna support our team, right? Mm-hmm. So in saying that, and being at the game, there was an excitement, number one, just because the way they came out, you know, the first quarter. You know, we can even say the first half, but first quarter, Hubby came out and, you know, gave him something, you know, with the return. So that was awesome. But I still feel like it was the Giants, you know? So when I saw the first quarter, I'm like, great. Now, if they're going to do this for all four quarters, then maybe we can kind of get that excitement back because we're putting together a complete game. So even though it's just the Giants, I don't devalue any team, because you see what happens when we play them. We're barely winning in any game, you know, that we're playing. But I just think that excitement, even after we won, the mood coming out of the stadium for a lot of people was like, but we can't take this into the playoffs.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's how I look at it as well. I'm glad we got the win. I'm glad we got out of the slump. But even our players were not happy with that win, because we left so much on the field. Right. There was still so much that we could have used this game to really implement and say, look, we know how to put a full game together. And they still didn't do that. So they felt that and we felt it.
Right. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, I looked at the game Sunday. I was in between, like, watching it, and then I was driving, so I was listening to it on the radio. Like, one thing about me, I'm always traveling. Like, for some reason, I'm always traveling, like, on a Sunday. So, like, I'm always like, listening to, like, Merrill and Mike on the radio while I'm listening to the game on 94. But, like, I'm listening to the game, and I'm just like, you know, they come out. I thought, you know, I was like, all right, they come out, they score. I'm like, great, right? And then, like, I think they almost scored twice in the first quarter. So I was like, all right, that would be great. If they can get two touchdowns in the first quarter, that would
and
be
what awesome. We do.
Right.
Get a three.
Right, exactly. So it's like, you know, this team can't get out of its own way. That's the problem. Like, they keep
Right.
They keep shooting themselves in the foot. And my thing is, you know, like, I feel like, yeah, you can blame players about, like, what's going on. You can blame you can blame Jalen.
Come on.
Defense. You can blame who you want to blame, but I'm like, when you have like a lack of execution and it's been going on for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time, my eyes go to coaching. Like, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
What coaches can we blame? Because honestly, this team is not executing, and they're making the same mistakes week after week after week. So what's the coaching like? How's their coaching during the week?
Let me ask you this, and I'll say this as well. We made a coaching change. Did we make the right coaching change? Right? We addressed something on defense when I think everyone was really screaming to address something on offense, right?
Right.
So, you know, who's it? Sean Desai, like, you know, he's now, you know, sitting up in the coach's box, you know, with his pencil. So, okay, I did see a slight difference with Matt Patricia. Like, I will say that. I did see a slight difference. It is, I want to know where Slay went and why he got his surgery done, like, right now. But, you know, that's something else. So I did see a little bit of a difference. But even the tools that we have, the secondary, what's going on in defense, it's can we execute for four quarters? So, once again, they came out strong, you know. But then the second half, defense still kind of crumbled. Reddick, I'm going to say he's always going to give 110%. So I'm not concerned about him. The coaching scheme, I just feel overall, does not adjust, right? So even if we go out strong, great. These other coaches are great. They're going to adjust by second quarter and definitely by halftime. Mm-hmm. We have nothing for their adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
I get that execution is one thing. But I feel like if Nick wants to take it on his hand, then we can give it to Nick. Because why are you allowing this to happen?
Exactly.
If this
That's
is
what
your
I'm saying.
Team,
exactly.
How long are you going to sit back and say, "Oh, you know, we're doing great." You know, we're not. We're winning. You know what I mean? And I think that's what has gotten us in this hole is because we've won. We're not even gonna talk about this last game. Right. We've gone 11-1, but that doesn't mean we've been playing well.
Right.
And I feel like that's a lot of the chatter. It's like, hey, you guys, you fans are never happy. You know, now you're an 11-14 and like you're miserable. Mm-hmm. And it's because this 11-14 cannot play like this in the playoffs.
Right. Exactly. That's my point. Like, you know, I'm like, Nick, all right, if you want to take it on your shoulders, then you need to fix it. Like, that's how I'm looking at it. I'm not going to blame another coordinator. I'm not going to blame none of that. Like, no, I'm looking at Nick like, okay, you want to be the head honcho? You're the head coach. Mm-hmm. You want to put it on your shoulders and you need to fix it. And I feel like, okay, that's fine. If you want to protect your guys, that's all good. Like, I expect you to do that.
That's what he's doing. I believe he's protecting them.
Right.
Yeah, I believe he's protecting them. I mean, Brian, you know, again, I have a heart. You know what I mean? But I heard you can't have a heart in football. So.
Right.
Like one of my favorite movies is, what is it called? It's a Draft Day, right?
It's like Draft Day.
And so I heard there's too much heart in that movie, but I love it, right? So, but when I'm looking at, you know, our OCs, and when it's like, hey, it's time to go, something has to give, right? So even if Nick is letting, you know, him call the plays, when do you step in and say, but I want to win? When do you step in and say, but we have a goal? Like, how much is it protecting, you know, the offensive coordinator? And let's go a step further. Howie's been pretty quiet. But do you really think he's been quiet?
No, because I know he's I know he he might be he's quiet not, to the media.
Howie wants a passing team.
Right. But here's the thing, and that's what bothers me so much, because like, I know the Eagles want to pass the ball. But your identity, your true identity is you're a running football team. So run the football. Yeah. Like, you excel. Yeah. Running opens up everything else on the field. When you can run,
it really does.
You can take shots downfield. You can open up the middle.
Absolutely.
Screen game and all that stuff. Like, you can open up the short passing game if you just run the football first and commit to running it. Like, it's not just about running it, trying to run it 2-3 times and then going away from it completely. Like, I know everyone's not telling them the same lie. Everyone's telling you to run the football. It's got to be some stock in running the football. Like, you got to just, like, at one point, all right, if this was going to take for us to win, then we need to just do this. Like, it might not be pretty. It's not pretty. It's not. But if it's going to cause you to win games, get to your ultimate goal and winning the championship, that's what you need to do. I'm just like, that's what makes me so
But you know what? So even with running the ball, you know what it comes down to? It still comes down to play calling.
Right.
Because are we running in the middle into a brick wall? Right. So I'm hearing a lot about there's no motion. You know, where is the creativity?
Right.
So, and you know, and I'm going to stick on that. Love my team, love my guys. I think they're trying. I'm going with coaching, you know, for sure. There's no creativity. I do think that we are very predictable.
Yes,
we can kind of sit up there and be like, oh, we know what we're going to do. I mean, they try to trick us a little bit even with the brotherly shove, but we know y'all want to do it.
Right. You know? Right. Exactly.
We know y'all want to do it. And I feel like the fans have too much to say. Where I think Nick is involved is you are listening to the fans, you know?
So you know
even if you run the ball, it doesn't mean run the ball every play either. It means incorporate it into your play calling. So right. I think that they won a number one show. There was so much chatter last year about Jalen just being a running quarterback and not a real quarterback.
Right.
So I think they set out to prove differently on that, right? Mm-hmm. When guess what? He can still grow. He can throw. He can do all of that. But you want to play to his strengths. And I believe that Nick in the post game said that the fourth quarter pass down to Smith was Jalen. That was Jalen calling.
Right.
That wasn't an offensive play call. They let. So why wait until the fourth? Why are we in that position, you know, at that point in time for you to be like, oh, you know, we got to let the playmakers be playmakers.
Right.
So I think that there is even a lot of frustration from the team. They're not going to say it. I hope they don't say it because we got to keep this stuff in house. But they can't be happy with the play calling.
I know they're not happy. And like, you can see you see the grumblings a little bit on the sidelines and all of that stuff. I'm not too concerned about like things getting out of hand, like as far as team chemistry or anything. I know that things need to change. I think the team has some great leaders as far as like
absolutely.
Right. So I really feel like they'll be okay from that aspect. But you know, I just want them to I want them to be like, okay, they don't have to be great going into the play, but I just want them to be solid. Like, I want them to be like, okay, they go on the field with any team, you know, they may not win, but I feel like they got a good chance of winning. You know what I mean?
I want to feel like
the product we put on the field is a, you know, they can compete with anyone. That's all I'm saying. So,
After we hit Miami, after we hit Kansas City, you couldn't tell me we weren't going to run the gauntlet.
Right. Exactly.
I had all the confidence.
And it wasn't like, I mean, the Miami game was a really good game, but we know the Chiefs game wasn't pretty. That wasn't
It wasn't convincing.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, that you saw the Buffalo game the next week where, you know, they had to win in overtime, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was like, you know what? This team could beat anybody. Like, I was, mm-hmm. at that point, I was mm-hmm. convinced. Like, they can beat anybody in the league. It does not matter. Mm-hmm. And San Fran was a bad game. The Dallas game, I think we made too many mistakes in the Dallas game. That really hurt us. I feel like we could have really competed if we just didn't make those mistakes that we made in the Dallas game. And then, the Seahawks game was just like a heartbreaking game to me. Because I was like, you know what? Listen, y'all, the entire game, like, okay, y'all may have not scored a lot of points, but, like, I feel like y'all.
We only needed 20.
Right, you only needed 20 to win. Exactly, you only needed 20 points to win. I'm like, I was mad about it. I'm like, yo, you only needed 20. You only needed 20 to win the game.
Only needed 20.
Right, and I'm like, you can't just be
playing. And we can do 20, right? It's
crazy. Oh, yeah. God. That's why I'd be getting mad. This is why I'd be getting mad. Like, I've been trying to calm down, but this is why I get mad. Like, I'm like, yo, it's simple. It's not. It's not, man.
It's identity. It's identity, and I don't think we... You know, Jalen says it all the time about us not playing to our standards. And I hear you, you know, I hear him. I echo those type things. The thing is, we only know the standard on paper this season.
Right.
We don't know what the standard is in practice and execution.
Right.
So it's like, are we being real about our current identity? Mm. You know? So I feel like, hey, what is the standard? You know what I mean? Right. Like, what are we saying? Because the actions are not matching that. So I do think that in these, especially the Seahawks game, like, what were we doing? We didn't try.
Right.
Like, the morale was down a whole lot, you know, was down.
And Jalen was sick too. And it was just like, you know, like, it's like, okay, I get, like, you know, he's sick. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably not going to play his best. And I'm like, we need people around him
to
hold him up. And I felt like we didn't get that from anybody. And then, like, the play calling was so bad that game. I'm just like, you know what?
Yeah.
We were doomed from the start.
And that's
we
what I'm doomed. Saying. If he's sick, then what do you do? Adjust, right?
Right.
So
right.
He can do a couple things and have a couple bursts of energy, you know. But also, wasn't the Seahawks, wasn't that their backup quarterback?
Yep. It's annoying, man. It was... That loss had me so upset. Like, I'm telling you, that was... I know the Jets, and listen, I think I look at that loss like the Jets loss. Like, it was like, you let that team hang in the game long enough, they hung around long enough, and then at the end of the game, they were able to win it. Just like the Jets game. It was just similar to the Jets game, so.
Yeah, you know, I tried to put that Jets game out of my mind.
I can't remember. Oh, man. When that happened, all I could do was laugh. I couldn't even believe it. It was so shocking to me. I just laughed at what happened. I'm like, I can't even believe this. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I blew it off like it doesn't matter. Like, we can say 9-1, 10-1, 11-1. That one was like out the window. Like, I just felt like that was just something that had to happen, you know, a kink in the armor, you know. And like I said, even with playing the 49ers, Buffalo, they were not convincing wins. But what we were feeding off of, even as a fan base, was the saying, but we find ways to win.
Right.
So that's what we were confident in, is that we were finding ways to win.
Right.
And in these past, I'm going to put Giants game in there too. In these past four games, I don't feel like we were finding ways to win.
Right.
That Giants game was there for them to win.
Right.
Right. Because we did so many. again, I'm not going to come down on my team, but we did some crazy things.
Right, right.
But once again, with play calling, like, if it's not broke, you know, what are we changing for? Like, what did we take Covey out the field for, you know, on returning? Like, I get that Boston Scott is the Giants killer. I don't care about any of that. I want to win the game, you know what I mean? So he fumbled, and that turned into seven, you know?
Right.
And then right after that, what was it, a pick six?
Yep, yeah. Yeah, and then it was like, you know, it's a silly thing, the silly mistakes that was almost costing the game. Yeah. And I really feel like, you know, that's where the mishaps have been. Like, it's them making mistakes. Mm-hmm. Honestly, like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, it was one game where we really got beat, and that was the 49ers game. The Dallas game,
even though it looked bad. I don't care about the Dallas game. Yeah.
And we split with them. So I'm like, all right, you know, you split with them. Yeah. The Seahawks game, that's where you shot yourself in the foot. In the Jets game, that's where you shot yourself.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, they got to they have to clean up on mistakes. Like, I feel like, like you said, earlier in the season, we relied on them finding ways to win. And I had said on the podcast, I said, good teams find ways to win games, even when the game look like they're going to lose the game. They find ways to win. So I feel like right now, it's like, they're just not in sync right now, and they're not having that chemistry throughout the game where they can overcome mistakes, and that's a problem. So it's like, I just want them to have a chemistry going into the playoffs where it's like, okay, mistakes will happen, but we can overcome this because we know we can do this, this, and this in the field. We know that we're going to get on the field, we're going to run the ball X amount of times, Swift's going to do this, Devontae's going to do this, AJ's going to do this, Jalen's going to definitely do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, even when we make a mistake, we're unstoppable. That's how I look at it. So.
Right. Yeah, so this is how we're going to turn it around, right? Because now we got it out, right? So it's like going forward, right? So you're saying, hey, we know what we have, right? It is going to be about them executing. But even with where we are, 11-4, you know, the morale's down and everything else, when we look at last year, I think Jalen was out game 16 and 17 going into the playoffs.
Was
and
18?
No, not 18. 16, 17, and then it was the playoffs,
back 18.
Right?
He came back for game 18. You're right. He came back the last game.
Okay. And so we went and we made it to the Super Bowl, right? So it's like there's still a way, and I get he wasn't playing those two games that we lost, but there's still a way to turn it around, right? Yeah. So even though we are where we are right now and we feel like, hey, we're playing Arizona, hey, you know, we're playing the Giants again, I think everyone is kind of counting us out because we think the next two games are just like fluff games. I don't think that we have the space to sit back on these two games just because we're in the playoffs. We still can play for seeding. I don't think the Giants are going to take it easy on us when we go, you know, down to MetLife. But, you know, the next game we have Arizona, that's going to be personal with Gannon, you know. But my thing is put together a win, you know, put together a win, one game at a time, keep doing it. And when we get to the playoffs, we get to the playoffs. But I feel like the 49ers, if we look, I mean, I know they lost, you know, so.
Yeah, they got smoked. They ain't just lose. They got smoked like that. Like it happened. Listen, and that's the thing I wanted to explain to everybody. I'm like, listen, everybody got a bad week. Like I know we lost to the 49ers bad, but they lost to the Ravens just as bad. So it's like, everybody has a bad week.
They are. But you know what? So if we look at it, they're going, but these are the teams like the Ravens, the 49ers, you know, all of that. These are the teams we wanted to show we could beat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Dallas, I was hoping we swept them this year. Like, they're due for that.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm still hopeful, and I know it's not going to be enough because let's just say we make it to the Super Bowl, right? They already called us frauds all year long. They already called us lucky all year long. They already said it was the rest all year long. Even if we won a Super Bowl, it's still going to be another excuse, right?
Right. It always is.
It always is. So I won't say that, you know, the word on the airwaves now is just that Philadelphia is just a bad team. I won't say they're a bad team. I'm still going to go with the cohesion and, you know, the chemistry and all of that is off. But we still have the tools. And at this point, all we need to do, is it a complete turnaround? No. But if everybody can focus, if everybody can get their emotions under control, and if they do something about that coach on the sideline so that we can actually make in-game adjustments, it's still possible to win one game at a time.
I agree.
It's not about building identity right now. It's not about proving anybody wrong right now. It's about proving to yourself individually and collectively as the team to go out there and put a game together. So,
no, I agree with you. You kind of took the ammo away from me. Like, I can't even be bothered anymore about him because I think you're right. I think you're right.
Like, exactly.
I really think it comes down to this team, honestly, just really finding that, like you said, cohesion and the chemistry again, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they have the tools. We all know they have the tools. Like, you got animals on offense. Like, you got some serious monsters on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can go up against anybody in the league. Mm-hmm. And I know our defense isn't as great, but I feel like if you can just keep everybody in front of you, you know, you can prevent, you know,
running on all day. Yeah, where's the blitzing? Right. You know?
And that's another thing. Yes, that's another thing. Like, okay, if your front four and your front five are not getting home, like, you got to dial up some blitzes. You have to. Like, at some point, you got to make a quarterback uncomfortable. You just have to. Mm-hmm. You got to do something to change it up, to switch it up, something. And I feel like
you know,
they sit back on their laurels too much. Like, we got to do something.
Yeah.
Something.
It's sitting back. It's playing off the line. So, all right, that's the other point I wanted to make. I'm not trying to go back to where we were talking about all of the issues, but on defense, I really don't, and that was the thing at the game when I was there, is that the fans, you know, and Jalen mentioned it after the game, the fans are, they boo him all the way down the field, right? So while our, you know, I'm fanning out, like that's my little thing each pregame. So that's what we're there to do. They booed him all the way down the field. He made one mistake, they booed. He made another mistake, they booed. And then he did something good, and it's just like, oh, okay, we're gonna yell now, right? That's not helping. It's not helping at all. But he tuned it out as best as he could, but they were too loud. We had to do silent counts in our own stadium.
Right.
So they're trying to tell them
to quiet down
because they're yelling, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Okay, great, right? But your team can't hear. And so now we're giving the other team an advantage. And then when we're on defense, the crowd would not yell. Like, there's a thing up there saying third down, like, make noise so that we can disrupt, you know, the other team. And now we're sitting there like this.
Yeah.
Because we're mad at the last play that just occurred and everything else. So now it's start quiet. And now they're converting on third. And they converted like 2-3, 4th-and-1s.
Right.
So I just, on defense, I just would like for us to not be at that point of, you know, now they're punking us. They're like, we just want to go for it on fourth down.
Exactly.
All the time. Yeah.
They gotta get some pride because this is, you know, at some point you can't just let people just punk you and chump you. Like, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
Even if you guys, even if you don't have the talent on defense like you once had, like, you gotta do something, like, to the point where it's like, you know, I'm not gonna just let you come in my house and just run the ball on me or do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So,
got Slay coming back.
Yeah. Well, I heard he didn't practice today, but I did hear that Maddox practiced today. Maddox
practice.
Yeah.
Cunningham and Morrow.
Yeah. So,
but I think Rendell should play.
I do too. Like, I think he had a good game. Yeah, good. Besides his first game that he had where he had those penalties in the Seattle game or whatever, or I forget what game it was. It was the Dallas game. Mm-hmm. But, like, since that game, he had a pretty good outcome. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe he should play. Maybe it should be.
They're hungry.
It should be him and Slay, maybe. I don't know. So
yeah, him and Slay. They're hungry, and just think if Kyler Murray, he's playing, right?
Yeah, he didn't practice today because he's sick, but he'll play on Sunday. So he'll play.
Okay. Listen, we winning.
I think so too. Okay. You know, I need to see just consistent football for me to feel okay. Like, the game.
It's too late in the game. We're not gonna get it.
Right. I just, like, listen, it could be a close game. It could be a 25-20 game. I don't care about that. If I see you being consistent all game long, I'll feel comfortable. Like, I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I knew they was going to win even when the game were close because they could just do this. So
Right.
Yeah, so
And you know what we saw? We saw that there was burst. I look at other teams sometimes like, why can't we just be crisp and do it like that?
Right.
When Jalen, it was a bad snap in the Giants game, and like my heart sank because the ball went back there. But
he still made a play, though. That was amazing.
But he scrambled, and he still made it. Those are the type things, even on our mistakes, that I want to see, is us still fighting to make something out of it.
Right.
So, like,
right.
If they continue, like, with that hunger, we did some great things, you know,
I think so, too.
Yeah, I want us to have the ball last. I don't want us playing from behind.
Right.
Can I not have a heart attack for one game?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like Jalen, this game was one of his better games because I felt like, you know,
absolutely.
What? He didn't have to scramble so much. You know, he just, a lot of times I saw him stepping up in the pocket and making the throw and taking it with the, mm-hmm. like, listen, if he had to check down, he checked down. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. not trying mm-hmm. to go for the gusto all in one play.
Yeah.
I'm checked down to my tight end. I'm checked down to my running back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take the 3 yards, 4 yards you're giving me, the 5 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, that's smart football right there. Sometimes you got to manage the game well. You got to manage the game well and not turn the ball over. That's all.
And so that's it. I like the game that he had. At the right time.
Right. I like the game that he had. I'm like, you know what? I saw a better Jalen this week. I'm cool with that. I feel like, you know, he can build on what he had that last game. He can build on that. He can be better this game. I don't know what's going on with AJ. I don't know why he's so down in the dumps. I don't know what his attitude is. Devontae had a really good game, you know. Dallas Goedert had a good game.
He got, now he's at his second year consecutive with 1,000 yards, and then also 100 catches. So that's some type of record that he broke there as well. And then Jalen broke Cam's. So we're breaking records individually, you know. But, you know,
I think,
we need a team win.
Like I said, I think they'll win this weekend. I think, you know, I know people are hyped because it's...
Convincingly?
Huh?
We going to win convincingly? I'm calling for it.
I say 10-point win.
10-point win?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take it.
10-point win. Yeah, it'll be a 10-point win.
I'll take it.
Because I, at the end of the day, Arizona can't score. So, like, you know, it doesn't, like, you know, I know Kyler is, he runs around and feel like he's like a bad little kid or something. But at the end of the day, they can't score. So, like, they can't score as many points as the Eagles can score. So, I feel like at the end of the day, Eagles will win. They will win convincingly. They'll win by 10. Like, you'll probably pull your hair out, like, once in the game, once or twice during the game. I think they'll still win. I think they'll still win by 10. So, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, listen, I'm with it. I'm ready, you know, getting my health insurance ready, you know, strokes we gotta have, I feel good about it. Like I said, everybody's talking bad on us. It's all good, you know, but I really feel like we're gonna pull something out, you know, and then game by game. That's all I'm going right now, game by game.
That was my next question to you. So I was gonna be like, you know, how do we move going forward? And you're just saying it game by game. I agree with you. It's got to be game by game. You know, we can't
look
too far down the road right now. Right now, it's just the next opponent. And I think that's how the team is. The team is like, listen, we already in the playoffs. We know that. Like, you know we got a chance to win the NFC East again. Right now, though, it's just about the Arizona Cardinals, playing the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right. I can respect
that. And like I said, I think the team has enough leaders where they can be locked in and they can be focused enough and they'll pull out. They'll get a win.
Right. And then even all the storylines. I don't think we ever needed the storylines for motivation, you know?
Right.
So I get we're playing Gannon and they're just like, well, how do you feel about playing Gannon? Let's not make it about him.
Right.
Let's make it about you in the mirror.
Right.
Doing your part and playing your role.
Yes.
So I don't feel like, you know, of course that's media stuff. And I, you know, AJ probably got a little wrapped up in, you know, the fans calling him out and doing things like that.
Right.
So I just think we need to regain focus and focus on the one game ahead of us. And we'll be fine.
I agree.
We'll get back to finding ways to win.
Right. This was excellent. I really appreciate you coming on. Tell everybody where they could find you, like, you know, how they can get a hold of you.
Okay. Yeah, so I am Shantae Mercedes, Shantay _ Mercedes, like Mercedes. That's on Instagram, same on Facebook, on TikTok, YouTube. So you can catch me on Fanning Out. Hopefully I'll come back and talk to you guys here again. But, you know, pregame every Sunday or Monday, whatever day we're playing, I'm on in the morning. So, you know, getting us hyped, getting us ready to support our team.
I'll be tuned in this week, so you'll see me on there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you for coming through. And like I said, we'll see you again soon.
All Perfect, perfect. All right, go Birds.
Go Birds. All right, before we get out of here today, just want to give a little quick recap on the rest of our teams. Sixers this week, they're 1-1. They lost on Christmas Day to the Miami Heat, but they actually won. They won a game against Orlando Magic yesterday. They won by 20. It was 112-92, I believe. And they won without Joel Embiid. So it was their first win of the season without Joel Embiid. And Maxey had a horrible game on Christmas Day, but he actually bounced back, and he had a pretty good game against the Orlando Magic, 23 points. Tobias Harris is stepping his game up, which is good to see. Being aggressive, which is what we need out of Tobias Harris. I don't say what we want, it's what we need, because you need that third scorer on the team. And while I'm grateful that he's stepping it up while Embiid is out, and he actually showed some glimpses of stepping it up prior to Embiid going out, because in the last game, last game Embiid played, all three of our top stars, Harris, Maxey, and Embiid, they all had over 30 points. So that was good to see. And I think that's the winning formula for this team. You need your guys. I mean, of course, you know, you want to see your top three players all get 30 points. That's a winning formula. But at the same time, it's not even just about the points. It's about the attitude and about the mindset that you have going into the game. And it's not about getting a perfect shot. It's about just being aggressive and finding your way in the game and attacking where you can attack. So I feel like Tobias Harris is playing well over the last few games. I'll say that. He's playing well over the last few games. However, we do need this to continue. And I don't know how I feel about it continuing. We'll see, though. We'll see. Oubre is back. It seems like he's in the swing of things. He had a pretty good game last game. I think he had 25 points, somewhere around there. And I just feel like we're getting some good contributions from Pat Beverly and from our bench, honestly. I think that the Sixers they're not a perfect team yet, but I really feel like, I'll say this, I don't know if they could beat Milwaukee and Boston. But they should be able to compete, honestly. They should be able to compete. And it's not just because they have Maxey. Maxey's taking a greater leap this year because he doesn't have Harden to worry about. And it's not just because Embiid's playing out of his mind. He's actually having a better season than he had the past 3 years. And the last 3 years, he's been an MVP candidate each of those years. So it's not just because of that. But I think it's more so, I think it's coaching, to be honest with you. And I think it's the mindset of this team. So we'll see where they go. I'm not going to, like I said, I've just been watching the team from afar, honestly. And B, like, he's still out. We haven't heard any word of him coming back. He sprained his ankle. So, and if I had to guess, I think he would be out the Friday game versus Houston. I know Houston's a better team this year, but they're still not an elite upper echelon team where I think Embiid would have to rush back. And I don't think he's going to rush back anyway. It's a regular season. So I really feel like the team will take its time bringing him back. But I think from what I've seen out of the team, I think they're okay. They're okay going a couple games without him. I just don't want it to be too long, of course. So we'll see. We'll see. Sixers, I think they're well past the 1/3 point of the season. And they're actually, I don't even know the record off the top of my head. Excuse me while I look this up. Oh, what's their record right now? Going into the 76ers app. Taking it all along. They're 21-9. So they're still third in the Eastern Conference, which is good. And Houston is 15-14. Like I said, they played better this year, but they're not an elite team. They got better. They're better on defense. I will say that they're better on defense. They got some good young players. But I don't think Embiid plays. I don't think Embiid plays against Houston. So he'll be prepared for him to probably sit through maybe the middle of next week. We'll see what happens. Flyers have been playing pretty well. They actually won tonight. They beat San Jose Sharks 4-1. They just been racking up the points, honestly. It's, you know, they haven't won every game, but they've been on a, their point streak was broken last week, but you know, they compete, man. They compete. So I honestly thought they would probably fall off by now, but they might be something to pay attention to. They're still, I think they're still second in the Metropolitan Division, behind the Islanders, but man, they are playing all right. They're playing all right. They just play physical hockey, man. You know, I don't know, you know, what other term to use besides just playing physical. They just get after it, man. They're kind of gritty. Honestly, they really are kind of gritty. So, kudos to the Flyers. Haven't heard anything on the Phillies front yet. I know they were trying to get the big game pitcher. They didn't get him. He went to the Dodgers. So, the Dodgers got, they got a stacked roster, honestly. You know, with them getting Ohtani, and now they got the, I forget the guy's name, the big game pitcher that they were trying to get from Japan. They got him, too. So, I mean, the Dodgers is buying up everybody. You know, it is what it is. You know, it's kind of crazy because they're going to win like 105 games next year, and they're going to eliminate it in the divisional series again. Just what the Dodgers do. That's what they do. So, but nothing on the Phillies front. I heard some rumblings about them trying to make it a priority to extend Wheeler at this point, because they already extended Nola. So they're probably going to try to extend Wheeler as well, but no other names as far as in no bats or anybody, you know, they're trying to get, you know, in free agency or anything like that. I don't know if you'll hear anything. I mean, it is the end of December, so, and, you know, baseball has been making some moves, but nothing on the Phillies front right now. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. I mean, but I know we're all fully engulfed, you know, with the Eagles, and where they, you know, where we see them going, like, you know, finishing up the regular season and going into the playoffs. So, you know, they could be anywhere from the 1 seed to the 5th seed, probably. And it all depends on them. Well, I mean, you know, they would need some help to get into the 1 seed, which I don't think they'll get. But at the same time, you know, I don't think 2 is far-fetched for them to get. And even if they ended up being the 3 seed, you know, I'm not of the camp of wanting the Cowboys to beat the Lions so that the Eagles can have a better chance of getting a 2 seed. I'm just not. I don't want the Cowboys to lose anytime they can lose. So, if they lose Saturday, they just lose Saturday. And I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. But yeah. So I'm not of that camp, to be honest with you. They, you know, whatever happens, happens. But the Eagles have to control what they can control. And that means just winning their last 2 games. And you know what? Getting into a rhythm and getting some chemistry. I said it, you know, when I was recording with Shante. Like, just getting into a rhythm. They need to get their chemistry back. They you know, they had some good showings during the, you know, their last game versus the Giants, but still need to overcome the mistakes that they make. But, you know, we lived on the edge over, you know, during the season, the beginning of the season, because they were able to overcome those mistakes and they made things look effortless. But, you know, right now everything is such a chore. So what I want to see out of the next 2 games, honestly, I don't care if the games are close. I just want to see chemistry. I want to see them actually get back to playing Philadelphia Eagle football. So we'll see what happens with that. Thank you all for listening to the pod. I don't think I have anything else. I don't have any other announcements right now or anything like that. I want to thank Shante again for coming on the pod. And please follow her on social media. Shante_Mercedes. I think that's how you say it. It's like spelled like Mercedes. But it's Mercedes. I think that's how you say it. Thanks Blaine for connecting us. Follow Blaine actually at Blazing Body Fitness on social media. You know, and listen, y'all can rag on him for being a stinking Cowboys fan as well. But yeah, Blaze, thank you again. Appreciate you, brother. And y'all, please follow the podcast. Please share the podcast. That's the only way the podcast will grow. I'm looking forward to the Eagles having a 1 p.m. game on Sunday. You know, it's been a long time since they played at 1 o'clock, so I'm looking forward to that. And it's a nice change of pace. Nice change of pace from the last few weeks of having all these primetime games and all these spotlight games, just kind of playing their game on Sunday, you know, and to miss all the other games and just getting the W and getting out of there, man. I can get on the rest of my Sunday. So, yeah, that's it. Oh, one more thing before I go. I want to shout out the love of my life, Brittany B. Most of y'all know that she is my fiance, and in less than a year's time, probably, I guess it's 9 months' time, she'll be my wife. But anyway, I just want to shout her out because today is her birthday. So B, I love you. Happy birthday. We're going to have a great time, you know, this weekend. And I love you very much. And I don't know what else to say besides that. So happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. For all of you who, I don't know when you'll listen to this, but if you don't listen to this before the end of 2023, have a healthy and prosperous new year. I love you all for the support. I thank you all for the support. Like I said, please share the podcast. Please follow the podcast. And I look forward to talking with you guys next week, all right? Until then, this is Dom Lewis signing off from the Philly Sports 444 Podcast. Peace.